What is social media? Can we use it for marketing? Should we use it for marketing? This is the secret of social media for marketing. Let's go out in the barn and talk about it. Hello, this is Jim. I'm up in the barn, the loft up in the barn, and we've got a whole podcast series here called What's Up in the Barn. We also call it Podcasting Cluster Fun because you never know what you're going to get, and that's exactly what you're going to get. Subscribe, let us know what you want to hear, engage with us. We've got a lot of things to cover, and the list is getting longer of people that are going to sit up in here. So join us here at What's Up in the Barn, Podcasting Cluster Fun. I'm Jim, your host, and hopefully you enjoy the show. So the big question is, what is social media? Social media is simply, I don't know, some people look at it as a narcissistic way for people to speak and talk about themselves and maybe, you know, harp on other people. But other people look at it as a great way to communicate with friends that they haven't seen in years or family members and share photos. And social media started many years ago. I could get so deep into this subject, but in order to keep this episode a little bit shorter, I'm just going to sum it up with saying social media has been around for eons, since the time of man scribbling on walls. And of course, in the digital era, it all came about, and we've had so many types of social media that has begun and ended. You had your 6 degrees of separation. That was one. 6 degrees was a huge one that started and then kind of went out. You know, you had your MySpace, which was it turned into a lot of public kind of forum for, you know, a lot of entertainers and bands and some freaks and things of that sort. But anyway, it's changed. Now look at what we have as far as social media goes. Of course, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest and Snapchat. And truthfully, you know, things like Twitter, it's really, that's microblogging. And Instagram is truly photo sharing. So Facebook is technically the only media out there that is social media. But truly, social media is one of those things where we've all looked at and we thought, wow, what is going on with this? Why are people talking and saying this or doing that? And you know, it's all come down to we like to talk about ourselves. We like to share with other people what's going on with us. We like people to feel like, hey, I want to be that person. Occasionally, you come across those people that are sharing all sadness and negativity, and you kind of watch their friends level drop. You know, their followers and friends drop. No one wants negativity. Nobody. People will listen to it. They'll dig into it and try to respond to certain things, but it's just a flash in the pan. Social media is an important thing. And to describe what social media is, again, in an effort to keep this podcast really, really short, look at social media as a huge party room, if you will. The party room is wide open. People are coming in from different doors and you're standing in the midst of the party room. And if you're in with a group of people and someone's talking about, I don't know, a sports team or possibly food or God forbid political or religious things, but they're talking about a subject matter that has people engaged around them, and someone comes marching in from across the room, almost yelling and screaming at the time when they're saying, hey, talk to me. I want to talk to you, and I want to sell you something. That's when it just sort of goes downhill. People will walk away from that person as much as that person that was being negative. And let's go back to this party room concept. If you're looking at this party room as the in total encompassing portion of social media, I want to kind of explain it in a different way. That's the portal you're in at the moment. So let's back out of that party room. Let's go into this huge hotel, if you will, that has a long hallway with so many doors, infinite doors in it. Each one of those doors goes into another party room. And in that party room that you would go into, there is a subject matter, a group of friends, a group of people that have common interests, and they're in there carrying on that conversation. So each one of those rooms is another portal you would enter, another group, another club, or something that you're actually engaging with. So there's so many of these rooms along this hallway. And here's the interesting part, and this is where it gets a little bit deeper. Each one of those rooms has other portals inside the room that connect to the next room over, or another room, or if you're into science, a wormhole, so to speak, that goes distances to another room. And that's simply because you can be standing in one party room and somebody says something and you say, oh, you know what? My friend would like to hear that. So I'm going to tap on their shoulder over here and say, hey, you might want to listen to this. That's kind of like a tag, right? I tag somebody and they turn around and they go, oh, that's interesting. Well, let me make a comment on that. And they suddenly are in your room. That's that wormhole that connects you to another far off distant room. There doesn't have to be any similarities to your room, your party room, and the room next door to you. It could be so far away. That's the magic of social media. And then here's the other part about it. It's not like on this floor, we're all in Facebook. The next floor up is all Twitter. The next floor up is all Instagram. It's randomly involved in each one because oftentimes when somebody says something, they make sure they broadcast that to their other portals. In other words, if they say something on Instagram, they automatically post it to Facebook. And sometimes they'll cross it over and they'll go ahead and post it to Tumblr or Twitter. And all of these subjects carry to their group. Now, here's where it really gets interesting. Explaining social media to a person is a difficult thing if they don't have the understanding that the entire world doesn't see or hear or experience what's being said in each one of these rooms. As a matter of fact, there's a thing called an algorithm that filters out the very people that are in that room. If someone's not turning their head constantly and seeing or hearing what someone's saying or doing, then they're not really brought into that conversation within that very party room. So a person comes in and you've seen it. I know you have. I've seen it. And they kind of start to say, hey, to the moron that was driving in front of me this morning, who kept pumping your brakes and fading from lane to lane, you need to get your stuff together and get off the road. First of all, the chances of that person being in the room that they're already in is it's just crazy. It's not going to happen. And secondly, Why would you be talking to someone who has nothing to do with you or your friends' friends? Most people that are out there using social media seem to think that the entire world sees their comment. They see their statements. They don't. You have a very slim chance to get that through to a lot of people. Now, if you've got a million followers or a million friends, you're going to get a good percentage of them. A couple thousand people may see it. But if you do the math, that's pretty small odds. So social media, first of all, as a social aspect, is very centrific to ourselves. It's not a podium. It's not a stage to stand on and yell to the world like many people think. You're literally talking to the very people you're already talking to. You're talking to friends and friends of friends. And occasionally, you'll get a share or you'll get some thumbs up from some random person that stumbled across this feed and says, oh, wow, I like that. Or I'm interested in that. Or I want to share that. Those are all kind of cool, but they're few and far between, as we all know. Now, here's the big question and how I started this off. How do you use social media in marketing? And I'm about to tell you the secret of social media. This is the secret of social media for marketing. Are you ready? If you do your business so well, if you provide a service so well, if you have a product so good that people will talk about it, now you can use social media correctly. And I know there's a lot of people that are gasping, saying, wait a second. I have hundreds of thousands of dollars into my social media campaign. And I pay a social media manager to do this. Yeah, you do. And they're doing exactly what you're asking them to do. They're taking money and they're putting that money onto social media and they're putting your message onto a given audience. And they're saying, hey, I've got something for you and you probably want it. And truthfully, that is a message that will reach a handful of people because it will be either an ad served to them someplace around what they're viewing or what they're seeing, or it'll be a message that's delivered to them directly as they're scrolling through. But this is the problem with it. If that person that you're sending that message to is not in the market for the product you're selling or the service you're offering, it is a total waste of money because some people go, oh, well, I still got the impression or the branding. No, you didn't. That is a slip-by branding that is as efficient as a leaf blowing through your yard. How many leaves are blowing through your yard in any given day? Much less in the fall when you think, oh, that's when all the leaves are out there. Every ad that's coming through there is just flowing through. It's come to the point where people are absolutely ignoring those rolling through messages. Consider if you would, you have a product or a service that is so good that a customer says, wow, that was really good. And they say, hey, check this out. I just experienced this.
Now imagine returning to that very party room,
that social media party room, any one of them. And now when you walk in, instead of having to hold up a sign or put a banner on the wall or maybe have someone wearing your label or name or brand, now when you walk into that room, somebody says, hey, that's the person, that's the company, that's the business
that's the one that did this or provided this service or had this product or gave me such an incredible experience. Now you own that social media room. You own that social media platform. And there's going to be people talking to the next room and the other friend and tapping a friend and saying, hey, that dude that did this, they're over here in our room. You should come over here and visit this. That's what social media is. You can win with social media. And it's by doing everything you say you're going to do and doing it better than is expected. That's going to make you win in the social media world. Okay, so the cost of an ad campaign. We all think it's free. We all think that social media is free, but we know it's not. We know that everybody has surrendered their rights. So now the cost of the ad campaign that we only spent a couple hundred dollars on to get out there, maybe $1,000, but whatever it is, I mean, what about that? The cost of payroll? What about overhead? Someone's got to pay for the lights and that cup of coffee, but we've got equipment and things to purchase. We have to keep up with technology, so we're buying so many things. So that has to be factored in. Oftentimes, the social media campaigns that we're running are buried into everything else. And that is not a real system of checks and balances. We have to look at what we're spending on social media. And if you spent that same amount of money and energy towards training and getting your employees or getting your team or your staff up to speed with satisfying customers and exceeding their expectations, now you are showing a return on investment. What is the cost to do that? Now, you're going to have to go into your own business, your own service. You're going to have to look at what it is. But if you took the same amount of money that you were spending on having a social media director and kind of turn that person to be a customer service director and allow them to encompass social media in, i.e. programs or engagement or something that allows the consumer to have fun with social media and share it and talk to other people. Now you're talking about finding the secret to social media marketing. I know there's a lot of people going, wait a second, why are they doing this? They're showing me these kind of numbers and they're showing me impressions, they're showing me this. And I know for a fact that I had customers come in on this because I did that. That's fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. But what do you think these social media places are? If you think they're free, you're absolutely wrong. Everybody says, oh, social media is free. No, it's not. Every single user that's on social media, every single one of them, you, me, everybody, we have sold the rights to who we are and what we're doing and when we're doing it so we can be on social media. And why did we do that? Because that big long screen page of all of those things that says, do you agree? Of course you do, because you want on social media because all your friends are. And you get on there and there's just a mild profile. You can even make up a profile and still have a different email address for different accounts. And still they're finding out who you are and what you're doing at what time. So if you're surfing tennis shoes or you happen to see something that is engaging to you and you stay on that image or that picture or that ad or you click through or you visit this website, whatever it is, all of that is building your digital profile. So although you may have put Joe Smith in there, I'm sorry, Joe Smith, if you're out there and listening, because that's just a name made up. But if you did put a name up there and you live in Osaka, Japan, and you drive a Mercedes 18-wheeler, all of that made up, you still have a pattern that you do on social media. So all of these social media outlets are looking for that pattern. They don't care what you type in as a phone number, as a name, as an email. They care about what you do today and how they can sell that information to advertisers. So what are they going to tell the advertisers? They're going to say, look at these numbers. They're absolute. This is exactly what you get. You get thrown into the mix with everybody else and they put this premium dollar on it and everybody's talking about social media being the advertising portal. Simply boil it down to this one simple thing. This is the secret to social media marketing. You do so well that other people talk about it, you will win. That means invest your time, your energy, your effort, your resources into making sure you are doing exactly what you say you're going to do and over-delivering to the wow factor. When that wow factor hits and a customer says, wow, I really enjoyed this. Maybe it was a service, maybe it was an experience, maybe it was a product. If you do it so well, you will win at social media marketing. Everything else is just dollars out and hoping pennies come back. If anybody has said, I spent $1 in social media and it came back tenfold to $10, that person has a different secret, and I would like to see what that is. But most people are like, well, I only spent $250 on this ad campaign. All of these items are sitting right in front of us, right here and right now. And we're trying to buy our way into this advertising group. We are not the only ones on there. You are not the only one on social media trying to advertise. You are not the only person on social media wanting to get the attention of that user. And unfortunately, you are not the only person paying for this. So these social media portals are bringing in the money and they're growing their business and they want to see more of it. So the big secret to social media marketing is do what you do and do it so well that somebody will say something about it. And voila, you will win the social media marketing game. That's my rant and rave on social media marketing. I just want to say that I'm excited to bring other marketing aspects to you, and I'm going to be sharing with you as rapidly as possible so many different categories. So stay with me. Remember to subscribe. Hit me up with an email, jim@jimhern.com. That's jim@jimhern.com. Join us as we explore different categories and different subject matters of marketing and advertising. I'm Jim Hern, your host. And it's been a joy to be here with you. So here at Podcasting Cluster Fun, where you never know what you're going to get, and that's exactly what you can expect, that is what's up in the barn.